a massive funeral like this takes massive preparations, including centers like this rest station, right on the outskirts of Tehran. There are lots of these inside the city. As people come on these buses, one has just pulled up, bringing Iranians from across this country. Here they can queue, men in one line, women in the other, to get food and water and to rest. They tell us they're heading to Tehran. They want to be able to go to the vast Mosalla complex where the former supreme leader is lying in state. And then on Monday, what's expected to be a huge procession carrying his coffins through the streets of Tehran. Millions are expected to turn out. Many will, but many won't. Those who suffered during the restrictions and repression of his nearly four decades of rule. In the midst of this morning, this is an intensely political moment. You'll see on all of the photographs and the flags, a clenched fist, a symbol of resistance and also revenge, a message from the leaders of this Islamic Republic. The war assassinated their supreme leader and many others, but they're still standing and still in charge.